longtime NFLer from FS1, our NFL analyst, Marcellus Wiley. Are you starting to panic? If you were in New England, would you be panicking about Brady and the Pats?
Certainly concerned, man. The universe whispers before it yells. And right now they're whispering to us that this is not the same Patriots team. You got to talk about them having a losing record on the road. That hasn't happened but one other time, and that was 2009 under Belichick and Brady. That year they lose at home in the wild card round to Baltimore. We haven't seen a Belichick-Brady team have this many penalties but once before, 14 penalties. You're starting to see all the cracks in a team that's returning to the pack of all the contenders in the AFC. So concerned, yes. Worried and scared and trying to jump off the wagon? Not necessarily. They certainly could right this ship, but it just seems like right now the Patriots are showing all the symptoms of a team that may have an early exit. Untimely mistakes, penalties, beating themselves. All those things are usually recipes for disaster. So we know that this team usually plays its best ball December going forward, but they've lost three of the last five ball games. All those are whispers that this team is not the same.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was reading the stat today. They have not lost back-to-back games in December since 2002. Yeah, like, that's how dominant they are in December.
Where are you at with Brady then? Because he's the guy who drives the bus. Is he looking his age?
No, I don't think he's looking his age. Like, even in losses, the only thing that's different is the untimely mistakes, the sack against Miami, which obviously affected the play clock and ability to get a field goal at least. Yesterday, red zone interception. He hasn't had a red zone interception in 2 years. So untimely mistakes, but by performance and by his numbers, in those three games that they've lost, even then he's had 105 quarterback rating or better in three of them. So we've seen him put up some good numbers, but the team is making mistakes at costly times. So I'm not off the Brady wagon, but that was uncharacteristic last night and even a week before of seeing him making those mistakes that came back to bite him.
Well, it sure feels like in the AFC, if it gets to a point where Houston, you know, holds off New England and Pittsburgh, you got a scenario here where the 3 and 4 seeds are going to have to battle it out because you do not want any part of the Chargers or the Chiefs in that first round. I mean, getting that 3 seed and playing what's likely going to be either Baltimore or Indianapolis, maybe Tennessee, that is just, you have to be pushing for that, right? Because if you get the Chargers or the Chiefs, even if you're at home, you're probably going to be an underdog.
Yeah, exactly. There's more parity in this year's playoffs than ever I can remember, NFC or AFC. That said, there is a tier one versus a tier two, and tier one is the Chargers and the Chiefs, but they're still beatable as well. But certainly a great balanced attack in the Chargers, and you don't want to deal with that potent offense if you're the Chiefs, despite the Patriots actually beating them. You look at what's going to happen is they have to more than likely travel from Foxborough, and they're not the same team when they leave Foxborough versus when they're staying at home comfortable. So we got to look at those numbers as well. Is this a team that has a little off its fastball? Let's respect it for what it is. But still a team that when things are flowing, they're playing optimal football, they're staying within their own skin. Very dangerous. But I just look forward to seeing who's going to really represent the AFC and NFC, because in years past, the gap between Tier 1 and Tier 2 was much more drastic than it is this year. This year, despite me being a Charger fan and despite me seeing the Chiefs and beating the Chargers at the same time losing to that same Charger team, I don't know which team is truly favored to win it all that I would bet on. So it's going to be a fun playoffs on both sides, both conferences.
With Marcellus Wiley. Well, and that's the thing. We'll stay in L.A. You know, last time we spoke with you, we were pumping the tires of the Chargers, and they deserve that love. But the Rams, all of a sudden, the spotlight is on them because now they've lost two in a row. You know, last week in Chicago, that offense only put up 6 points. It got ugly. And last night, they lost to the Eagles at home. And Jared Goff, people are starting to freak a little bit about him. Where's your head at when it comes to the Rams and Goff and how they're playing going into the playoffs?
Yeah, this is an interesting conversation because the defense has let them down most of the year in terms of their output, and they played lesser than a sum of his parts. They have tremendous names, including Wade Phillips, on the defensive side of the ball, but they haven't played up to expectations defensively. However, in their 2 of 3 losses, they've given up 15, 16, and 30 points. So the defense is finally playing up to expectations of standard, but what's happening is Jared Goff and his accuracy issues is coming back to haunt him. Jared Goff yesterday missed several throws, one to Todd Gurley in the end zone, one to Everett down the sidelines, costly throws that would have put points up on the board. So whatever's going on with Jared Goff the last 3 weeks is really the issue. Despite all season long, the defense has been a problem, but they've been able to compensate because of their offensive production. I mean, this is a team that won a game 54-51. And as much as that's a defensive issue, we didn't have a concern because their offense was playing up to standard. But now they're losing games despite their defense is starting to shore up. So a little out of balance this team is right now, but Jared Goff, of their recent struggles, has been the culprit.
The Browns snuck another one out over the weekend as well, and I've noticed just based on social media, a lot of people are already penciling them into like a Super Bowl next year. And, you know, they got a lot of talent, and Baker Mayfield's a guy, he just feels like he finds a way to win. He doesn't put up spectacular stats, but he's a rookie. You know, you got to give him time to grow, and I think he will continue to do so. But this is a team where, you know, if history tells us anything, you know they're going to screw this up somehow. Where are you at with the Browns in the future?
I thought that this was a 6-8 win ball club this year. That was with Baker Mayfield and Hugh Jackson in tow. Think about it. They drafted well the last couple of years. So I really thought that it was time for all those young stars to rise to the occasion. And they pretty much have. It's very difficult to change the entire culture of an organization, especially in a one-year span. So they're doing twice as much work to get these same victories as you would in another organization where they have that history, they have that good tradition of winning football. So respect to everything they're doing out there. I think they continue to ascend. Baker Mayfield will grow in confidence. He certainly will be more capable at the quarterback position. You are absolutely correct. He's not playing great quarterback football in terms of numbers and production, but he's having winning ways, and he's finding ways to win. So I think they continue to go out there and build around him, and his personality, personnel decisions will be in alignment with him and this ball club, and they continue to ascend. We know that Baltimore looks like they're committed to the run game and Lamar Jackson at quarterback. We know Cincinnati is up and down every single year. We know that Pittsburgh is aging in certain parts and inconsistent in some ways. So it's not a wide-open division to win, but it's certainly opportunities for them to make some hay, and I think they continue to do that.
Great stuff, Marcellus, as always, man. Enjoy the week. We'll do it again next Monday.
All right. Take care, guys. Talk to you soon.
You got it. There's Marcellus Wiley.